Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I have the high privilege and distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
Yep. Beyond a doubt. Beyond a doubt, Kevin McCarthy said, I have the distinct honor.
I have the high privilege and distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
Or did he say the stink honor? I think he didn't say the distinct honor. He said, I have the stink honor. Or is he just an inarticulate fellow?
I have the high privilege and distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
Well, you had... An overused phrase, but pretty true in this case. You had one job. The only thing you were required to do last night. Oh, crap. He should have said, ah, damn it. Ah, son of a.
Yeah, boy.
All I so had to do was get through one sentence.
I had one line. One line.
Then all I got
to
do.
I have the high privilege and the distinct honor to present to you the President of the United States.
Is sit behind the president, nod when he says something patriotic, shake my head when he says something I don't like. It's easy. All I had to do is, ah, crap, stink honor. What does that mean?
Luckily, the president, who's 80, is half deef and a bit of a stumble bum himself, so no harm been done. My bus been wet. So if you're just tuning in, we talked yesterday, or I'm sorry, in the previous hour about the utterly obscene moment where both parties stood up and cheered as loudly as they could that they would never, ever alter Social Security and Medicare in any way, thereby guaranteeing a fiscal disaster in the future, and not very far in the future either. So we'll get back to that and play some more of that sort of thing for you. But I liked the floundering opening of the thing. You had the not terribly articulate McCarthy there, followed by the not terribly articulate president. Just play 21, Michael.
You know, I start tonight by congratulating the 118th Congress and the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Speaker, I don't want to ruin your reputation, but I look forward to working with you.
That was actually a pretty funny line, well delivered. McCarthy had a belly laugh out of it. It was kind of a charming start.
A belly laugh.
Yeah.
Doubled over, face red.
He had the stink honor of having a joke made about him. Clip 22.
And congratulations to Chuck Schumer. Another, another term as Senate Minority Leader. I think you, only this time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader. You're the Majority Leader. About that much bigger? Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Uncle Joe, sit down. It's time for dinner.
Here's some potato salad.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Play that one again, Michael.
And congratulations to Chuck Schumer. Another, another term as Senate Minority Leader. I think you, only this time you have a slightly bigger majority, Mr. Leader. You're the Majority Leader. About that much bigger? Yeah.
Oh, boy. And then finally, this hilarious bit with Chief Justice John Roberts.
By the way, Chief Justice, I may need a court order. She gets to go to the game tomorrow, next week. I have to stay home. Got to work something out here.
What is he talking about?
The Super Bowl, I guess, which is tomorrow. Okay. I mean, next week. And she's got to, and I got to, so we got to work something out. Like what? What do you have in mind? I'm not really a lawyer anymore, but maybe I could give you a name.
But I do think, as I said in hour one, we do 4 hours. As I did say in hour one, I think the fact that he performed well, according to most people, you know, didn't seem like a senile old man, it's going to make it really hard for the Democrats to not be behind him for, you know, another run. And okay, so there you go.
You know, that seems to be the mainstream analysis. I would argue that he did seem like a senile old man, just not completely senile, not completely incapacitated.
He has helped set the bar very low for himself.
Precisely. You just heard what you heard. We have not altered those tapes at all. That was the beginning of the speech when the most people are tuned in. So I would argue any suggestion that... I mean, he had moments where he was sharp and he was good old backslapping Joe, where everybody was shouting back and forth. And he was like, hey, it's fine. Let's talk. Let's work together. He handled that well. He didn't melt down. He didn't, you know, weep or wet his pants, as far as anybody could tell.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah, the bar is quite low.
Can we play the opening clip one more time? Because I'm trying to figure out what he said, and then we can go.
Oh, Biden or Biden, McCarthy?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Biden. The opening clip from the show.
Make no mistake. If you try anything to raise the cost of producing jobs, I will veto it.
No, I thought I was going to figure it out that time. I still can't figure out what he's saying.
Bershmism. Bershmism jobs built this country.
I don't want to talk about the 24 presidential election. It's way too early. You got to bring this up. Is this where we're headed? So I was reading Mark Halperin's newsletter the other day, and he was talking about the hits on DeSantis will come. Everybody has stuff in their personal life. Everybody. And I thought, wow, I wonder what it's going to be. Well, here's one today. It came out yesterday, actually. Trump tweeted this out. It's a picture of a young DeSantis when he was a high school teacher around a whole bunch of high school girls with a beer in his hand. And the headline was, Ron DeSantis was having a drink party with his students when he was a high school teacher. Having drinks with underage girls and cuddling with them certainly looks pretty gross here. And Donald J. Trump, who's running, tweeted that out. No way! And then tweeted it again and said, he would never do such a thing. So he goes with the, here's my opponent drinking beer with high school girls.
Mm.
So it gives you an idea where we're going to be with this whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's, you know, that's a pretty good one. I mean, as embarrassing looks go, that's a pretty bad one.
And he's a really good DeSantis here. Looks like he's, I don't know the age, but I'm guessing he's mid-30s, something like that. Early 30s. Really good looking guy in a T-shirt with a beer and, you know, two high school girls with their arms around his neck. In what looks like a house party, you know, he'll have to answer to it. He'll have to say something, right? I don't think he can ignore it. Or maybe he can. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not that old now.
Maybe he's younger
than
that.
He was born in 1978.
Right. I don't know when he was the high school teacher. But anyway, that's how ugly the campaign will get. I don't think DeSantis is... Well, you just never know. And then all you need is one of those girls who either, you know, for real or because she hates his politics, come out and says, oh, yeah, he always was kind of pervy and made me feel really uncomfortable, and he said this, did that, put his arm there. All you got is one chick to come out and say that, and you've got a full-blown scandal that has to be addressed. And I would not be surprised if that's not what's going to happen this week.
Yeah, it appears he taught for a year when he was 23/24 years old.
Okay. Well, the picture's pretty blurry, so he's quite a bit younger.
So Jack, who's clearly just a honk for Donald J. Trump, saying he was 38 or 40 or something, so making it seem much more recent. Wow. So, you know, lying is common in politics, and slander is as well, so I can't fault you for it. Shocking.
You think that's going to help him?
Oh, yeah. If you can say, yeah, I was 23 years old, there was a party, I didn't know who was at it, and it's certainly regrettable looking back on it. I should have checked, but I had no intention of getting into politics. So unlike these professional politicians, and half of this might be crap, I'm just making it up as I go. Unlike professional politicians, I didn't spend every second of my life worrying about how things would look when I was 23 years old.
Yeah, I predict they find one woman who's going to make some claims about feeling uncomfortable, and then that will be a thing.
Well, maybe get that same gal who made all those outrageous claims about Brett Kavanaugh,
because
she's already got her act down. She's already practiced, so. And then the weird anonymous person on the boat in Massachusetts or whatever that ridiculous story was. Well, we'll see. It's going to be ugly, though, no doubt.
Well, I would say
Donald J. is not known for his restraint.
No. If this is where we're starting, yeah, I think it's going to be pretty ugly. I mean, because in the old days, even if you had that sort of oppo research, you'd have let somebody else float it out there. You wouldn't have yourself put it out there. But we live in a different time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just thought of a great DeSantis comeback line, but I'll let those two wrestle. I don't need to get in the middle of it.
You're not going to tell us?
No, no. It's a reference to the infamous Billy Bush tape.
I didn't grab them by the blank.
Well,
like
the guy who said you can grab him by the blank is saying I shouldn't have been in the same room with a woman. What? Something like that. Because all that matters is snark.
So we got
policy, schmollacy.
As we learned last night. So we got more stuff on the balloon. There are new pictures out that are really quite amazing of what that thing looked like up close. But why was it there? How many have there been? A few more details on the whole balloon thing.
Including some analysis from a missile expert that may make you slightly concerned about soiling your pants.
Wow.
So maybe, you know, plan ahead for that segment.
I don't know this. Stay tuned. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, listen up. If you're over 40, I've got a little tip for you. The reality is, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. It's just a scientific fact. The good news? You can actually do something about it with Nugenix Total T. Look, you don't want just any testosterone booster. You want the best. And Nugenix is number one all the way. It's the number one doctor-recommended testosterone booster and the number one selling testosterone brand at GNC and Walmart. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle by texting TAP to 42424. Nugenix Total T is a game changer, and guys all over America are raving about it. So that's my tip. If you're a guy over 40, you need Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text TAP to 42424. Text now, and they'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 42424. Text TAP to 42424.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at shastacollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it started out.
I'm committed to work with China where we can advance American interests and benefit the world. But make no mistake about it. As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
After it left our country?
And that was the sum total of the China talk, from what I understand?
There was a little more. I mean, there's one more quote if you want to hear it short.
I don't need to.
Yeah, it was very, very short.
By the way, the argument is settled. We have the clip. Maybe we'll play it later. I watched an interview with Leon Panetta. You remember him? He was the Secretary of Defense for a while. He ran the CIA for a while under Obama. I mean, I saw an interview with him on CNN. He was absolutely, we needed to shoot that down immediately as soon as we recognized it was a Chinese spy balloon. Without a doubt. And he didn't budge on that at all as CNN was trying to push him off of that. What about damage to the ground? He just ignored that. You can't let a foreign adversary fly something into your airspace. You just can't do that. Leon Panetta. But you know what it reminded me of? Because that picture of when Osama bin Laden was taken out. Remember that picture in the room? And you had Hillary there and Barako there and Biden and
Barako. Did you just invent a new, like, groovy Hollywood nickname for Barack Obama?
Barack was there and Leon Panetta was there. The only no vote in that room for going after bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, was Joe Biden. He was the only one that was a no.
Yeah.
Obama's former SecDef saying, yeah, you got to shoot it down immediately. That conversation is closed.
Yeah, we got a really good email from somebody who said, you know, Joe Biden still thinks he's a senator or something because he said, yeah, I ordered him to shoot it down. They told me it'd be dangerous. So what? So you're in charge. You give the orders. So they talked you out of it. Well, make that clear. Although, again, I can get nobody to give that notion. I can find nobody who's giving that notion an amen that, oh, no, you can't shoot down balloons over Montana or Idaho or Iowa. It's far too dangerous. Nobody says that.
No, no.
Anyway, I thought this was really interesting. Longtime listener writes, wanted to shed some light on the domain awareness gap you're discussing with Mike Lyons and why an object at 65,000 feet might not set off many alarms. First, my background is ballistic missile defense and air warfare, and I now work for major technical university everybody has heard of. Mike mentioned that 65,000 feet is where we would detect an incoming ballistic missile. That's not right. If we detected an inbound ICBM at 65,000 feet, it's already too late. ICBMs typically travel at speeds in excess of Mach 10, put differently, over 11,000 feet per second. So if our initial detection is at 65,000 feet, we're already dead. U.S. employs a system of satellites that detect large heat signatures that can indicate initial launch. A system of sensors goes to work to acquire and track a ballistic object.
I thought those new hypersonic missiles were going to fly at that lower elevation. That's why they could get past the radars and everything.
Yeah, I wonder. But here's the part that I really thought was interesting. You have to understand that when you're looking at a radar screen, all you know is that an object might be there. If the object isn't an aircraft that actively transmits its own identity, an operator has no way of classifying a radar hit. Additionally, radar systems are far, far, far from accurate. I've had instances where entire live fire operations came to a halt because there was a radar hit that turned out to be a big seabird flying around. I can easily see how the spy balloons were never made a big deal of because they could easily look like clouds, birds, or actual weather balloons or any number of atmospheric phenomenon that can give a false hit. In actual fact, most of our radar systems are tuned to ignore slow-speed objects because it's flying and it isn't powered. It probably isn't a threat. It takes an enormous amount of radar system time and resources to actively track something like a weather balloon or a three-bus-sized spy balloon. Interesting. Because I think in the same way that juries imagine every court case should be CSI come to life, where they can precisely nail a suspect with science, that a lot of us picture NORAD or our radar systems or whatever is like on 24, where they zoom in and everybody's got a high-def picture of exactly what's happening up in the sky at every moment, but apparently not.
Well, that's an interesting explanation for the balloons during the Trump administration. It does nothing, though, for the balloon last week that the Biden administration knew exactly what it was and where it came from 4 days before they shot it down?
Oh, yeah. This was not an argument against that. I just thought it was interesting about our defense systems.
Which, maybe we got to come up with a way to fix that. You can't have a giant balloon fly in with who knows what on it.
Well, and certainly when your plucky farmers identify it, you got to blast it out of the frickin' sky.
So the Michael Jackson estate is in the process of selling half of his interests in his music catalog?
Yes.
So I guess
yes, they are. I mean, I die and they sell all my stuff.
So I guess that's Tito and Marlon and Mom and whoever else that's left
exactly.
In the Jackson clan.
It's the three of them. It's the three of them, yeah.
They think it's going to go for $900 million, dang near $1 billion, for half of his catalog. So Tito gets richer.
There's no justice. And no justice, no peace. Huh? Okay, fine.
God, was this something that came out of the Lisa Marie thing? The hangers-on for these giant musical celebrities, you know, and the estates that live on afterwards and the fighting among the families after they're gone, that's an ugly, ugly story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm not surprised. I mean, given the other figures that have been kicked around, you know, Jacko wrote a lot of great songs.
They don't want to give me credit for anything.
I know.
I just did. Go back to being dead.
Oh, we do 4 hours. If you miss an hour, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's C-R-E-O-N info.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott. Join Trish Clark and me on Thursday as we welcome North State Symphony, Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom, and Simpson University. All of this Thursday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up.
fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I read that Biden's approval rating currently stands at 42%, just above the 41% he had at last year's State of the Union. That's tough. It's like eating kale for an entire year, then realizing you only lost 1 pound. This is for a whole year.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, amen to that.
I've got a great tease here. Researchers claim they've found the most stressful time of the day down to the minute. I can tell you the most stressful minute of the day.
Wow. Wow.
So stay tuned for that.
I'm already stressed thinking about it.
This stuff is, so they don't fact check Democrats when they give State of the Union addresses because only Republicans lie or exaggerate. So you don't need to fact check the Democrats, but
no, it saves time.
It does. So, but some people did look into some of the claims made last night. So not specifically about the speech here, but just some things that ought to be noted. For instance, the old saw that we have the whatever teenth infrastructure in the world. And Joe Biden went last night, we're 13th in the world in infrastructure. And a link to the Washington Post, which did a deep dive on this back during infrastructure talks, that is just bull crap. Even the Washington Post said that. They've been saying that my whole adult life, and I would hear it, and when I was, you know, before I got into the world of paying attention, and think, oh, man, it's ridiculous. Why are we so far behind all these other countries? We are number one among infrastructure among the 10 largest countries, both in terms of population and geography. We're 13th, you include some of these countries that are, you know, 8 square miles and run by Saudi kings. They have great roads and water systems. But for real countries trying to actually compete in the world, we're number freaking one.
Yeah, I mean, like Singapore, which is a city state. Yeah, they got great infrastructure. It's the size of Manhattan, roughly.
Yeah, so
don't quote me. I don't know how big it is. It's not big.
And then one other thing. And then one other thing, talk of Americans wanting an assault weapons ban, and we've got to do this to make the schools safer or whatever it is. Latest poll that just came out Monday, a majority of Americans now oppose a national assault weapons sales ban. That's according to the ABC News Washington Post poll.
Wow.
That came out 2 days ago. It's a 10-point jump in opposition with the same question. Now, you can get into, you know, polling and the inaccuracy of it and blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. But if you ask the same question and you see movement, that's got to mean something, doesn't it?
I think it does. I'm mildly surprised by that. But that's also yet another wonderful example of the enormous difference between the way normal Americans perceive the world and the idea you would get from the media.
If you took it in through the mainstream media, you would think that just obviously everybody agrees an assault weapons ban is a good idea. Only just the craziest MAGA storm the Capitol types disagree. No, it's 51 to 47. Now, that's within the margin of error, but it's 50-50.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's a 50-50 call whether or not you think it's a good idea, and that's a 10-point jump for people to oppose it. I'm thinking that it's got a lot to do with people hearing some of the arguments and realizing, okay, that's all a definition problem. What do you call an assault? How do you define it? Blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. The funhouse mirror view of America that is the media. As we've said many times, it's probably worth repeating semi-regularly, especially for new listeners. What you see, what your friends see and think, what your neighbors say, what your coworkers perceive, the exception being the Bay Area of California, where everybody seems to be nuts. But trust your perception, that of your neighbors. You're right The smiling, white-toothed, perky-boobed, or square-jawed talking head doesn't have any idea what America's like. They never leave Manhattan or the Beltway.
So a fire started on a United Airlines flight out of San Diego yesterday. They had to turn around and go back real fast. It was the battery pack in a laptop, one of those lithium-ion batteries, and that continues to be a problem. Now, the other day when I flew, this is the first time I'd ever had that happen, they asked me if all of my devices were off in my checked luggage.
Mm.
Is that a thing? Are they more likely to catch on fire when they're on than when they're off?
I would just guess from the context that that's true, but no,
from context it means they think it is, but I'm just wondering if it actually is. Does that make a difference? I just said yes. I wasn't sure. I didn't have any idea if my laptop was on or not. I wasn't going to check.
Right. It's like, still, I'm going to go to the doctor and they ask me, have you had any of these symptoms lately, the last 2 weeks? Have you been in a gathering of more than 10 people? No, none of that. Not a single time. Nope.
The last thing I was going to do was unpack my bag, dig through everything, and check to see if stuff was on or not.
Now, I think you're a little cavalier about causing the plane to plunge out of the sky, costing your life and those of your fellow passengers, but I see your point.
The FAA...
Oh, I'm sorry. Before we move on... Oh, is this more on the same story?
Yeah, just a couple more things.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It says here, if you have a spare battery, if you carry a spare battery, and I never have, that's got to be like dealt with in a certain particular way. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I've never carried a spare battery, so I guess I've never thought about it. Also this, avoid putting any pressure on your electronics that have these batteries, such as placing it under a heavy object, or if your gadget slips between the seats... Alert a crew member who is trained to extract it.
Mm.
If you try to do it yourself, you could add pressure, inadvertently cracking or damaging it, and it could catch on fire.
Wait a minute. How much pressure is this under?
It says here...
What's happening in this scenario?
It says here the crew can take the seat out. So you're telling me if my iPhone slips between the seats, rather than me pull it out with my fingers, I'm supposed to have a crew member come. They're going to land the plane, have some sort of the crew come on and remove the seat?
I'm sorry, we're not going to Los Angeles. We've got to divert to Bangladesh to take out this seat because this man dropped his phone. What the heck?
I know. It's
under pressure,
alert a crew member who is trained to extract it from between the seats. All right.
Wow, that's wild. I mean, I'm a curious enough guy. I'd like to know what the heck they're talking about there. If the battery's under pressure, like what? If you're sitting on your laptop?
Don't put it under heavy objects.
If your battery's under pressure, you keep yelling at it, do better! And finally it cracks.
Which reminds me, I can tell you right after this what is the most stressful minute of the day.
Oh, my. Also, an article I came across in the Washington Post that caught my eye, it was about how... Your electric vehicle can be your battery system for your house. So instead of getting one of those Tesla walls installed or something, just use your EV as your battery system. The article is unintentionally hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, it's as if an adult wrote it. Who was, I mean, verbally speaking, fully an adult, but in terms of critical thinking, like an 8-year-old. So stay with us for that. But first, a quick word from our friends and sponsors at HelloFresh. Holy cow, do I like HelloFresh. Judy and I are going to have a delicious, spicy pork bowl thing tonight, as a matter of fact. HelloFresh's chef-created recipes get delivered right to your door. You whip it up fresh, hence the name. You don't have to schlep to the grocery store, and you don't stand there saying, what do you want? I don't know. What do you want? The kids don't like that. What do you want? Oh, I love HelloFresh.
You can customize select meals, by the way, by swapping proteins and sides. For instance, I get gluten-free stuff because my son is gluten-free. And now even upgrade to organic chicken or organic ground beef. Flavorful dishes like Southwest pork and bean burritos, falafel power bowls, ready in just 15 minutes.
From fit and wholesome to family-friendly, quick and easy, they have dishes for your lifestyle at HelloFresh and your meal preferences with options to please even the pickiest eaters. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code Armstrong65 at HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65. You can cancel anytime. There's no reason not to try it. Go to HelloFresh.com/Armstrong65 and remember that code Armstrong65.
the very first House oversight hearing on the handling of the Hunter Biden laptop story, not the handling of the laptop, but the laptop story. The first hearing on that has started today, and we'll see if anything comes out of that.
Well, that reminds me, we should bring that montage, bring back that montage of people stating, without fear of contradiction, that that story is fake and Russian disinformation, and only an idiot would run that story on a respectable news network. It's really quite something.
What is the most stressful time of the day? What is the most stressful down to the minute? This would be on average, because, you know, your mileage may vary.
Check your local stress listings.
Getting children to school is the most stressful time of the day. Getting your kids ready for school and out the door is what they took from a large survey of adults. I am rarely around for that because of my job, and I wish I was around for that because it seems like it would be a lot of fun. But I did have a friend once when I first had kids. He said, avoid the launch. What's that? Stay away from the launch. The launch in the morning where you got to get him up and out the door, the launch, he called it. He said, I'm always there for the launch.
Yeah, to my chagrin, mostly being in morning radio for virtually our entire careers, I missed that. I remember one specific vacation. I was off, but the kids were in school, and we just decided to have a vacation at home.
A staycation, so I call it.
Oh, boy. And so I got to be part of the launch. And that was great fun. That was September 10th and 11th of 2001. So that didn't last for very long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I got to do the launch until Al-Qaeda attacked the United States. Back to work.
On average, the most stressful minute of the day for most adults is 7:23 a.m.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
7:23 a.m., whether you're commuting or getting your kids out the door or trying to find the homework assignment that you were working on last night. And where's your lunch? I just handed you your lunch. How did you lose your lunch already between here and there? You know, that sort of thing.
Right. Where's your brother?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Jimmy! Oh, yeah.
Ranking among the most stressful events of a typical day, being stuck in traffic, spilling something on the carpet, waking up late, all among the top five, getting the kids out the door, as I mentioned. Poll found that adults face about three stressful events every day. They occur in about an hour earlier in women than men, on average. I have no idea why.
Maybe it's the launch thing. I don't know.
Could be.
You know, my watch, my Apple Watch, which bugs me about exercising way too much. Okay, know when to shut up. Anyway, it will tell me, it will show me how many times I've had decibel readings over 90 decibels. If I turn up the music too loud for my watch, which is clearly too old to rock and roll. What if you could had like a stress measurement device? Wouldn't that be something? You could look back and say, wow, that was a 124. I mean, I wasn't happy about it. I didn't realize I was at 124.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
like I've got a friend who has to keep track of their heart thing, so they look at the end of the day where their heart rate got the highest and that sort of stuff. But yeah, that'd be awesome for stress. Wow, look how stressed I was at 12:45. What was going on at that time? You know, try to figure that out. That'd be fantastic.
Or you could realize that, man, I was in the red zone for 2.5 straight hours. I got to look into that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Stress is no good for you.
That's what they say.
Yeah, well, try to live a life without it. What are you going to be, a bum?
And finally,
some sort of beach bum?
Finally, before we take a break and get to more important stuff, the new Barbara Streisand memoir is only 1,000 pages. So some of your best stories may be left out.
So maybe just do 2 or 3 pages a day to really make it last. So California's Bums and Junkies experiment continues, and so far the results have been fabulous. Oh, I'm sorry, what's that? No, they've been a disaster, an utter disaster. Left Coast Bum and Junkie update coming up in a moment or three.
So yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And a bunch of other news of the day, so don't touch that dial, as they say.
Armstrong and Getty.
We got you a free silver bar. Well, technically, we asked our friends at Lear Capital to do something special for our listeners, and they came through with a free silver bar. And we'll tell you how to get it in a sec.
Look, highly respected financial analysts predict gold prices could soar as high as 4 grand an ounce. $4,000.
Now, granted, there's no magic eight ball that guarantees gold hits $4,000 an ounce, but if you bought gold today at Lear Capital's favorable prices and the cost of gold jumps close to predictions, your profits could be life-changing.
So listen, gold has outperformed the S&P 500 for the last 20 years, and gold is a brilliant strategy for protecting your savings in retirement.
With a risk-free purchase guarantee, 25 years of experience, and thousands of five-star reviews, you can trust Lear Capital.
And for the next 14 days, new Lear Capital customers receive a free 1 ounce silver bar.
With every ounce of gold you purchase, your free silver bar offer expires in 14 days. So hurry to LearArmstrong.com. That's LearArmstrong.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things, but you can't always be at the top of your game. And it's normal to feel overwhelmed or like you aren't showing up in the ways that you want to sometimes. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the person you want to be. Because when you feel empowered, you can take on whatever life throws at you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, affordable, and entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your unique needs and preferences. Then you can start communicating with your therapist in whatever format works for you. Via video, phone, or live chat sessions. If your first match isn't the perfect fit, switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Life is unpredictable, and it's impossible to know what's around the corner. Consistency has to come from within. Find your empowerment so you're ready for anything that comes your way. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals to get 10% off your first order. That's BetterHelp.com/mygoals.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair, new name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number's 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
A dog in Nevada was recently rescued after living with a pack of coyotes for several months. Fortunately, the dog is now safe, sound, and embittered for life. I was living the dream.
Yeah, rescued from living with coyotes. Maybe it was digging it.
Yeah, right. Later, we'll have to get to this. The police in Phoenix have plenty of time to bust you if you have an illegal sign about the Super Bowl in your store window, but no time to deal with the dangerous street person that's hanging out in front harassing your customers.
Well, certainly no time to arrest people who steal things.
Right. Among other things.
Wow, that's just beautiful. Michael, do we still have the West Coast bomb explosion theme? I should have asked for it earlier. That's a rather irreverent and callous way to refer to the explosion in people experiencing homelessness, which mostly includes people who are drug addicts. Nobody wants to talk about that, and until we do, we'll never solve the problem. But quick look at beautiful San Diego, California. There it is, the West Coast bum explosion theme. Thank you, Michael.
Wow.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Beautiful San Diego, California, which has been one of the jewels of civilization for a very, very long time, but is rapidly declining. The homeless population in downtown San Diego reached another record high for the sixth straight month.
Wow.
About 1,900 people counted on January the 31st. Again, it has been rising, you know, kind of up and down-ish in the last several years. But since August, it has risen every single month for 6 months in a row. It's an unbelievable problem. San Diego's become much uglier, much more dangerous, etc. And it ain't all because the rent's too high. And in California at large, the utterly useless one-party state government is taking a look at the tens of billions of dollars that have been spent and are going to be spent on the so-called homeless problem. They held a hearing in which they discussed the legislature and the governor have agreed to spend about $20 billion on the issue over the next several years. Governor Gruesome Newsom has proposed earmarking an additional $1 billion toward homelessness on top of that, et cetera, et cetera. There's a state budget shortfall looming, though, and so one-party government is saying, all right, what are we going to do? Well, state senators on Monday, including Democrats, said they were having difficulty assessing the dozens of programs. They tried to get a handle on what was going on before they came to the meeting, and they said, we can't figure out if any of this is working. Does the state have ways to measure the impact and effectiveness of the programs? And the short answer for the administration from the administration was, no, not really, not yet.
That's the answer for most government programs. You don't have a way to measure whether they're effective or not.
Yeah, John Laird, who's a Democrat, Santa Cruz, California, which is among the most liberal places on earth. People are going to want to know how many people are getting served by this, and is it successful? Are there numbers that are really proving it in a way that we can guide whatever the budget investment is? And the California Health and Human Services Secretary, Dr. Mark Galley, did most of the talking, and he said, well, we're looking for ways to be more accountable to you and to the public. But they haven't figured it out yet. And then the state lawmakers replied, well, one thing we want more data on is how many people are being helped and who's being helped demographically. We want to make sure the right color people and the right sorts of people are being helped, which is a horrible thing to think. But black and African-American people make up a disproportionate amount of the state's homeless population. The legislative analyst office noted that while the group makes up about 7% of the state's total population, it accounts for 30% of people experiencing homelessness. Now, that is more than four times proportionally what you might expect. And they leave it there, of course. That's proof of racism, and that the programs must be fashioned to help people according to the racial quotas we assign. Here's a question for you, and it's the sort of question that is never, ever, ever asked because it's mean. If you were to survey different people of different ethnicities, races, whatever, how they feel about taking drugs, recreational drugs, how important they think education is, how important they think it is to have a job and support yourself as opposed to being supported by the government. What if you found that there were disproportionate answers to those questions among whatever racial group? Don't you think that's worth knowing?
That's pretty good.
I mean, if you think homelessness and people living miserable, junky lives in tents, if you think that's a bad thing, maybe you'd want to get to the root of how they ended up there. But nobody does, because, again, that would be mean and kind of uncomfortable.
A lot more to talk about on a bunch of different topics. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.